I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt. Folks, he's just itching to start playing some music, and me too, Eddie. He's got his acoustic guitar and his pedal steel guitar with him, and a big smile and a big cigar. No, just kidding about the cigar there.
No cigar.
No cigar. Each month, though, we feature a new guest, and this month we have John Lynch, longtime musician, singer from the Menominee area. And we're going to feature some live music from the studio as well as some lively stories. Tonight we are celebrating 3 years of doing this radio show. What a great way to kick off our third year by having John Lynch with us. I'm not kidding you. He's here, folks. John Lynch. I wouldn't kid you about something like that. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get started. Yeah. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody. Welcome. This is Trigger Happy Memories. This is the last Thursday of the month, which is always our new show. We are on every Thursday, rebroadcast, but the last show is always a new show, and we bring in a guest. And like I said earlier, we've got John Lynch with us. And it's live, guys, just watch it, huh?
Live on a Thursday night, downtown yes. Amory. That's where it's at.
Yes.
From the Joni Mac Brown High School.
Yeah. Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Yeah, it's good to see you. We've been a little busier this summer. We had some fun parties we did. We were in Clear Lake, Wisconsin last Saturday. That was a good time.
Up the golf course, a real nice show.
They were celebrating 50 years of having a golf course in their community. So we got to be a part of that. We were at the Brautine, is that how you say it?
Yep.
A couple times this summer. American Legion in Richmond, they celebrated 100 years of having a Legion chapter in their community, and we got to be a part of that. And we went to Madison for a private party this summer. We were in the Richmond Heritage Center Outdoor Concert Series, Hammond Celebration, and always fun to hang out with you, Eddie, and you've been with me the longest, right?
That's right, that's right.
Did I tell you, this is 3 years tonight.
I can't believe it.
I know it.
Look what you talked me into again.
Yeah, I come up with this idea, and I said, Eddie, I got this idea, we're going to be on the radio. What have you talked me into now? And I said, will you help me? Well, of course I'll help you. So 3 years later, here we are, Eddie. Yep. I think we should throw some free beer next door maybe.
Here, you can't see that.
Well, these boys. Wish I hadn't said that.
Well, Eddie, you've been busy besides with Trigger Happy. You were with a couple different groups all summer here.
Yep, Kev and the gentleman that's with us tonight. I've been busy with them guys once in a while, with the Barn Boys and Darlene and the boys. Lots of boys. Everybody's got a little bit of boys in the band. And the Freeway Jam guys from Grantsburg. But it's been a busy summer, but she's slowing down a little bit, so that's good.
We still got things we do in our churches, too. But anyhow, talking about the Barn Boys, we have one of the Barn Boys with us. John Lynch is with us here. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you bet. Thank you for taking the time. We are honored and flattered that you would come and be a part of this show and celebrate our third year of doing this. So.
Oh, when I heard it was Trigger Happy and the Memories in one, I figured, well, that's why I'm here.
We were talking off the air, which we're going to talk about a little bit throughout the show, but that special, that Ken Burns country music special.
Wasn't that something?
Oh, my gosh. It's just, like we said, the things that we learned through that show that we thought we probably knew, we didn't. It was a terrific documentary, and I guess it wrapped up last night.
I felt like I should have been taking notes, but I did record it, so I'm going to watch it all again.
I could watch it several times and enjoy it, yes, but... So you have been active in music for many, many years, and you're playing a few different bands. But we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But can we get you to sing a song right off the bat?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. Let's do Pick Me Up On Your Way Down Old Charlie Walker song. Sure. Ready, boys?
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style. And you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When the glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be there bright and joy, but they'll find another door. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Oh, Eddie!
Yes, that is John Lynch. Nice job. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. And John, that's so good to hear your voice again.
Well, wow.
It's been a while since I...
It's good to be heard.
Yes. We're talking that you have stayed very active with music. You're in a group called Ranger Rudy.
Ranger Rudy and the Swingin' Wingtips.
Tell us about that group.
Oh, that's a dandy. It's a big group. It's Randy Sins plays bass, Todd Sins is the drummer, Mike Vlahakis, he's kind of a blues player, he plays piano and organ, Mike Schlenker plays lead guitar, and I sing and play rhythm guitar, and we just have a lot of fun. Been doing with those guys for quite a while now.
Oh, neat. Sounds good.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
And then North of Dixie?
North of Dixie is a bluegrass band some different guys. Johnny Upfall plays fiddle, Shelly Miller on the banjo, Bob Boone mandolin, Jeff Heath on the bass. I play guitar, and Tom Sterry plays little drums on the bluegrass band.
Neat.
And spoons and whatever else he can bang on. Yeah.
And then the Barn Boys.
The famous Eclectic Barn Boys, yeah. You know... That started out just with Randy Sins and Greg Wheeler and I, and we didn't have a name, and this gal was writing a music blog in Eau Claire, was telling us we need a name, and we had a story about a guy that I worked with for a while, is a collector of old vinyl, and he was on this auction site looking at a record collection in Iowa, And lo and behold, up popped an old Memories album.
Oh, really?
And the person described that album and the music on it as an eclectic barn mix. And we were telling that story, and she said, that's the name of your band, the Eclectic Barn Boys.
Jeez.
Kind of hard to say, so we kind of shortened it up to Barn Boys quite often.
Well, I avoided that first word there, yes. You're talking about Randy. I know Randy Sims, and I know I played a little bit with Todd and John Uphall, Dave Schrader, and, of course, Greg Wheeler, and I stay in touch with Greg quite a bit. He keeps me up to speed with what's going on with you guys down in...
He's a busy guy. He's retired, and I stopped at his house last week. He says, oh, wait just a minute. He ran in the house. He came out with a jar of honey.
Oh.
He's making honey now. It's like, what the... And it's awesome.
Jeez.
But, yeah, he's always got something going on.
Yes. You probably are best known in this area as with the Memories.
I probably am. Yep. We used to play up at the Country Dam quite often and done a bunch of Christmas shows with the Memories here in town.
Sure.
And used to have some of the local hoodlums follow us around up when we used to play up in the Iron River area, the boys that had the Delta Hunting Lodge, which was Dougie Nelson and Dwayne Espigard and the guy from the drugstore over here, Bruce, I think his name was, and Vern, and Bruce Johnson, had a lot of good times in Amory.
You got a lot of connections in Amory,
And the Memories, you guys just got back together this summer and played the Jam, right?
We did. We played Country Jam. They had us. It was the 30th birthday of Country Jam. The 30th Jam this year, and so they put the Memories back together to play an opening slot on Friday, and had a lot of fun playing on the main stage and getting louder than we've ever played before.
Well, good. Well, why don't you sing a song again? We're gonna keep you busy.
All right. Let's see. You know, on the way up here, I was listening to the radio and I heard an old Ray Price song, and it was Heartaches by the Number. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Somewhere about G.
Sure.
And I'll just start cold and we'll walk up to the floor. Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And a heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got a
heartache by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more.
Yes, I've got a
heartache by the number, a love that I can't win.
But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Said that you were coming back to stay. With a hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got a
heartache by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more.
Yes, I've got a heartache by the number. Love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Yeah, the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Well,
mighty fine.
Very nice, John.
Mighty pretty.
Once again, folks, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio, 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live. We're having some fun. This is great. Yes.
You suppose we asked John for the rights to be using part of his name on our radio show?
We never thought about that. Yes. We could get in trouble with Tim and Warren, too.
I could probably smooth it over for you.
Okay.
You know, it might, yeah.
Well, one thing we always ask everybody, John, is what inspired you? I'm sure you started playing at a young age, I'm assuming, but
I did.
What inspired you to play music?
You know what? The memories, all three of us grew up and went to school in Boysville, and we were lucky enough to have music teachers that were about having fun with music. And the guy that comes to mind was our grade school music teacher first, and his name was Dick Ford, and he had a little trio up in Superior that was really good, and I think they're called 6-3. And you know, and he had us doing fun songs. The first song I ever learned on a guitar was Walk Don't Run.
Oh yeah.
And I played that at the 7th grade music contest, or not contest, but the show at the school. And you know, he had us playing, and then they got us singing together. And then when we got into high school, our next music teacher was a guy by the name of Ken Klein, and he kept us just having fun with it. And so, you know, we decided that we would enter the Cucumber Festival Talent Contest at the tender ages of 14 and 15.
That's in Boysville.
In Boysville, yep. Yeah. And we didn't sing. We played horns and told jokes and really bad jokes, which we did all of our career together and are still
never got
doing
any better.
You can ask the people at Country Jam. And we got second place, so we had $15 to split between the four of us, and we were living large, tell you what. And then the firemen heard us, so they hired us to play the fireman's picnic, and then another guy heard us and hired us to play his wedding dance, so we had to learn some music, but we didn't have any equipment, so we had to borrow all that from friends like Randy Sins in Boysville High School and people like that. So, you know, it was just, I think the fact that you could have fun doing something and actually make money at it was just a crazy foreign thought. Yeah. And so we just kept doing it. Yeah.
You guys had such great harmony. You used to do a lot of the Statler Brothers music.
We did a lot of big harmony, a lot of Statler stuff, a lot of Oak Ridge Boys in Alabama back when that stuff was in vogue.
And you did it with three voices.
Yeah.
And it worked so well.
Warren arranged all that stuff. He did all our arranging, and he was really good at covering up the holes that we had. So
sure. And you mentioned they were both from Boysville as well, Tim Stevens and Warren Petrick. Yeah. So, but
they're much, much older than me.
Yeah, like a year.
Like
right?
a year. Yeah. that's like 365 days. That's seven years in dog years.
Yes. Now, you left the memories back in the early, mid-80s, something like that?
1988, yeah. Okay. When my third child was born, I figured it was time to quit traveling because, you know, we were playing 225, 250 days a year.
Wow. Yeah.
And so it was time to quit traveling and get home and give my wife a hand and just be a dad.
Sure.
And so I was going to quit music altogether for a while, and that lasted until Randy called and said, "Hey, you want to start a band?" I went, "Yeah, I do."
Since then, how often have you reunited with Tim and Warren?
Not real often. I mean, to play music?
Yeah,
not real often. You know, about once every 5 or 6 years we'll get together. And the Chippewa Fair had us 1 year, and the Boysville had us 1 year, and Country Jam now. So you know, once in a while.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
And was it Tim and another? They still go out as the Memories too.
It's just the two of them, but Tim and Warren still play. Yeah. You know, nothing like the schedule that we used to have. Being that,
and do some Christmas shows too. Are you
a lot
still
of
remember?
Christmas shows? I think they still do one up here in Amory.
Not for a couple of years.
Okay, But they still play. Maybe I'm guessing like 20 days a year or something like that. Mm. So enough to keep them busy.
Sure. Yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio, Trigger Happy Memories on a Thursday night. Eddie, are you up for interrupting us here to sing?
Well, I guess
interrupting our conversation.
I hate to get in the middle of that. You know?
Do you have to?
Are you going to try that?
Yeah, that song you told me to bring
you
tonight.
Yes, well, Renee Butler has been a faithful listener of our show, and she had something on Facebook last time. But she used to come to see us in Deer Park years ago, and I always requested this song, Love Bug.
Okay.
So I hope this is the one she... I think it is. Does it sound right? Yeah. Well, we're going to do it for you, Renee, whether this is your song or not, but I think you'll like it.
To myself, and suddenly it happened. Funny little feeling I felt. Oh, while I tried to run it, but it finally caught up with me. Tell me, how can I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty, teeny, little thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty, teeny, weeny thing they call a love bug. Mentioned earlier about the country dam, we want to say hello to Bob Holmes. You remember Bob?
Oh, I do. Uncle Bob.
He's still in town here.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
I just went to see him this week.
What a great guy.
Yeah, he's over at the memory care unit, and he had a stroke about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he has no problem with his memory, but he's just got some function issues. But
Me too.
Well, you didn't have a stroke, so you have no excuse.
Yeah, I don't have any excuses.
Yes. But we go over and play some music there once in a while.
That's awesome. You know, I've done a lot of that in this past year, too, is playing nursing home facilities, elder care, and memory care facilities.
Yeah.
And what a fun thing to do.
It is fun. You know, we were doing some of it down in New Richmond, and it was a memory care facility as well. But we'd find songs that they could sing along with.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them could sing. I mean, they knew the words. they probably couldn't remember what they had for breakfast, but they could sing the words of a song from 50 years ago.
When I was first doing it, I was at the Veterans Home in Chippewa Falls, and playing along, and got done, and they clapped, and it was kind of silent in there, and one of the people that worked at the Veterans Home said, "Do you know You Are My Sunshine?" I went, "Well, yes, I do. I almost only sing it for my granddaughter, but I can do that." And everybody sang along.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got hired back and back and back. Because I do the Governor of Louisiana song, You Are My Sunshine.
Yes.
Jimmy Davis,
yes. Well, yeah, the country dance. We shared some of the same places. The Valley House in Hudson, we played at a lot. And you guys, we rotated some of with the John and Dave band years ago.
Yeah, they had that cool stage that went back and forth, so if nobody came to listen to the Dirty Mems, they're all tired out from John and Dave the week before, we could just push a stage up to the bar, and it looked like we had a full crowd.
Yeah, it did.
That's true. True story.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Remember one year, I think it was New Year's Eve, you guys were in the back room at the Country Dam, and I was in the front room with Stony Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a full house back there, and we had about 12 people up front.
Yeah, there was a lot of folks got overserved that night. Lucky they had a full motel, too.
Yeah, I bet. Yes.
That was a lot of years ago.
Well, we mentioned earlier how much we enjoyed the Ken Burns country music documentary. Yeah, it was so good.
Amazing.
And things that we learned about Johnny Cash. There was a lot on Johnny Cash, which I was okay with that.
Me too. But, yeah. You know, he was so intertwined with, you know, the Carter family and from the very beginning of country music to what it is today. And it was a really great show.
You mentioned, we're talking off the air, that surprised how quickly his stardom kind of faded, which I didn't realize that.
I don't remember that. To me, he was always Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And the great big man in black.
But he was the king.
When they mentioned him playing in Branson to 200 people, I was just shocked.
I know it. Yeah.
I don't remember that, but
we're happy with 200 people.
I'd take 20, 10 times.
Yeah. I was so glad to see Dwight Yoakam on there, too. I love him.
Yeah.
And some of the Buck Owens stuff that they did was really good.
But it was that concert that they had before they started the documentary that they did from the Ryman that they showed that was done in March, I believe, the end of March. And Dwight Yoakam was on that. And, man, he was having more fun than anybody there.
Yeah.
And that was just great to see.
It was, yes. Tell us a little bit, the bass player that he was... Glenn Wharf?
Yeah,
with
Glenn
that
Wharf
group.
He played, he's a session player in Nashville, a very A-list player in Nashville. He's also a producer down there, and he plays out on the road. He's out on the road with Mark Knopfler right now. Hmm. And he grew up in Madison, the Madison area. He went to school in Eau Claire, and he used to play a lot of the same places we all played. You know, he played the Piranha in Menominee, among other hot spots in the area, and decided he was going to go to Nashville, and he and his wife did, and they buckled down, and he got to be the number one bass player down there. Matter of fact, I think last year he was the ACM Bass Player of the Year again for the who knows how many times. But
didn't he play on a lot of the George Strait recordings?
Yeah, and matter of fact, when George Strait did that last tour that he did, his bass player had a neck problem. And they called Glenn to come and finish out the tour with him. So,
and he's friends with you and Randy and some of the guys.
Yeah. Well, Randy played with a road group, a country group called the Al Perry and the Country Affair.
Oh yeah.
And when Randy quit playing bass on the road, Glenn took his spot.
Okay.
And learned Randy's bass parts that he'd been playing with Al Perry.
Sure.
Now Glenn can lay them down on his own.
Yeah, I bet he can. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool, you guys, that connection. But I'm going to do a song that Eddie's been after me for a while. I used to sing this song years ago, and I have not done this song for
years and years and years. I've been asking for you to redo this song because it was a good song.
What inspired you to do it again?
Well, watching this Ken Burns country music, Willie Nelson was talking about this song, and they had the song playing in the background, and I told my wife, I got to work that song up. Eddie's been after me to do this, and then I looked at my phone about the same time, and Eddie had texted me that, you know, me and Paul.
Eddie's good people that way.
Yeah, but so.
Get somebody else to work.
See if I can get through this thing, so don't laugh if we don't make her, but we'll give her a try here. been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've sinned the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation it may involve. Almost busted in Laredo, reasons that I'd rather not disclose. If you're staying in a motel there and leave, don't leave nothing in your clothes. In an airport in Milwaukee, they refuse to let us board the plane at all. They said we look suspicious, but I think they like to pick on me and Paul. It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've sinned the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation we may involve. Eddie, can you take one? Kenny Wells and Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride.
Show is long, we're just sitting there. We come here to play, not for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on at all. But I don't think that they missed us. I guess in Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Actually, that wasn't Willie, that was me, but...
what?
Good playing there, Eddie.
I think we can start doing that again. What do you think about that?
I don't know if I jump right into it.
Oh, we mentioned earlier, John, we got John Lynch here, folks, if you're just tuning in. This is WPC Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories on a Thursday night. But John Lynch, you took on a new job with Country Jam just recently. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I had retired, and after about 8 months of retirement, I got a call from Country Jam. I don't know if I wanted to come to work over there, and I went, yes, I do.
Didn't take long.
That should be fun.
Make that
and,
decision.
So, I'm over there as one of their managers. I'm an assistant GM over there, and doing everything from entertainment to food to beverage to porta potties, campground.
Taking phone calls from them girls in Prairie Farm.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. Oh, that's a squad over there. Okay. I tell you what.
It's got to be a full-time job, isn't it?
It's full-time, year-round, full-time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily think that initially, thinking that it's only 3 days a year. But,
right.
But there's a lot of moving parts on that.
Oh,
and,
boy.
I'm having a lot of fun, learning a lot, and it's pretty exciting to, you know, to be into, you know, to. I came in April this year, so a lot of it was done, but this year I'm starting from ground one, building it back up. Sure. I was down on the grounds today and getting the waste cooking oil picked up and locking the gates. But,
well, Greg mentioned you were checking, make sure that the water lines were blown out and things were drained.
Yeah, I just did that too. I got a guy, a plumber coming to do that. Sure. And it's a fun thing, and it's neat to see it now. You know, the way it is, the grounds down there are so beautiful. They're right on the Chippewa River.
Oh, yes.
And then to see it when the festival is going, when there's, you know, 15,000 people and all the tents and vendors and the music is just amazing. And
sure.
Yeah, it's a cool deal.
So will you get involved in booking the acts then, too?
I have input into who we book.
Sure.
We book through a producer that's out of Nashville. Matter of fact, the Memories used to work with the same agency. Mm. It's the Romeo Agency, and they're out of Omaha back when we were playing. But they work through them, and you know, we have input into who we're going to pick, and we've got kind of a good mix coming up that we're going to release pretty soon. That's got a mix of older groups and the new country as well. So there's something for everybody there.
Sure.
And it's going to be a great festival.
I think it was not this last summer, but the summer before, Alabama was regrouped and back. Was it?
Yeah, they were. This year on Thursday night, Toby Keith was the headliner.
Oh.
And he did just a fantastic show.
Bet.
Sawyer Brown was earlier that day. So was Sarah Evans. And, man, I had no idea what a powerful voice she has.
Jeez.
And then we had Jake Owen was the headliner on Friday this past year. And then Keith Urban was the headliner on Saturday this year.
Sure. Is it a younger crowd that comes to these?
It's a pretty good mix.
Is it?
You know, it's a pretty good mix. And, you know, when you look at our collective ages here, it's a younger crowd.
Yeah.
Younger guys like us.
Yes.
There's a lot of everything there.
So it's not just to draw the younger.
This year we called it kind of Throwback Thursday, and we got a lot of positive reaction.
Mm.
So much positive reaction that we're going to mix the throwbacks in every day this coming year. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Just like we learned with this Ken Burns special, how some of that traditional country music is just so good.
And you know, it's neat to hear him talk about how you know you can track it back to 1927 when the Carter family went in one day, and 2 days later Jimmie Rodgers went in for the very first country music recordings ever.
You think that's not that long ago. You think about how much history of music has come out of this whole thing. It's wonderful. Why don't you sing a song again? Can you do that?
Sure. Let's do a ballad about sea. It's an old Eddie Arnold song that my folks used to love to dance to when the Dirty Mems were playing around. And this is called Make the World Go Away and Get It Off My Shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Make her go away, Eddie.
pick it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away. And get it all off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Say the things you used to say, and make the world go away. Very nice, John. That's
a
John
love
Lynch.
Chord, a la Greg Wheeler.
There you go, major seventh. That's John Lynch. This is WPCU Radio. Eddie, are we having fun or what?
This is, it don't get no better than
no,
this.
No, it doesn't get any better than this. This is really just so nice of you to come and share your music and your stories. And we're overwhelmed by having you here, John.
Getting a taste of what I get to play along with tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. I am so looking forward to that.
We're going to just stop and say hello to a few folks here. And invite you to, if there's somebody beside, they're probably watching the Packer game, but they'll rebroadcast this show, too. We won't compete with the Packers every time.
And they can listen online around the world.
They can, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, that's for sure. I'm going to say hello to my wife, Debbie, Tom Klinger. Tom was a cousin to Roger Hootmaker and has been a faithful listener. And Tom, we should get Tom for a guest. Tom, if you can contact us, we'll get you on here if you could do that. Renee Butler. We did a song for you earlier. She had some nice things on Facebook for us. Shirley Halliburton, thank you for the nice birthday card she sent. Scott Nash, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. Greg Lane, another guest we need to get out of here. He's the bass player with Rex Cactus. Edna Bjorkman, just talked to her today. Greg Wheeler, I hope Greg is tuned in. Rodney Sather, he's an old classmate of mine. And he's a fan of John Lynch and Tim and Warren. And,
all right.
He followed the memories. He still stays in touch with Tim, I think, quite a bit. But cool. Rodney, hope you're listening here, too. So, Eddie, you want to say hello to a few folks?
Yeah, hi to my wife, Joanne. And I have a quick question. Alan Ann, our neighbors, Ann was telling me she's actually a Stansberry from the Downing area. And she said her sister, Betty, used to hang around with your mom a lot. And she told me about the Tennessee name. But
yeah.
I think your mom used to be friends with this Betty, and I think she must, I would think she,
sure.
After she got married, her married name was different, but anyway, but have to say hi to Brian Jevning and all the Cribbage Boys from work, and the Cactus Cousins, and the Hunyucks, and everybody else that's listening out there, thanks for listening, so.
Yes.
John?
Yeah, well, as long as I can listen around the world, my daughter is actually in Ireland right now. So I'm going to say hi to Molly over there. You know, my phone rang today at work. And, you know, you get so many of those robocalls. And I picked it up. I look, it's an international number. So I hit it quick and I go, hello. And I don't hear anything. So I hung up and I threw my phone down. And about 30 seconds later, I went, oh, no. That was Molly calling from Ireland.
Oh.
So I texted her, and I got a text back later. But so we'll send one out to Molly there in Ireland.
Sure. Well,
she texted me a picture today. I'll show it to you guys later. You folks at home can imagine this. She was standing on the rooftop of the Guinness Brewery, and they had a bar up there. Imagine that. And there was a rainbow over Ireland, and it was just the coolest picture. And me being Irish, I figured, you know, let's find that little gold and bring that back.
Sure. I remember your folks real well, Hazel and Dave.
Yeah.
Used to come to the Country Dam to see us. They'd hang out with the group from Knapp.
Oh,
Jerome
yeah.
Jerome Jacobs.
That was quite a squad, the whole Knapp House squad. And, my mom and dad were with them. I used to work at the Knapp House when I was in high school. I started attending bar there when I was a senior in high school.
Sure.
And, And yeah, that was a fun. That's the first place I ever played out. Petrick and I played over there when I was 15 on New Year's Eve. Jeez. He could drive, so we drove over, and he jumped on Norma Anderson's organ, and I took a guitar, and I think we knew about three songs, and we played them over and over.
What are you gonna do? You gotta play. Yeah. Yeah. So, why don't you sing another song? We got some little time left here. We're starting to wind down. This is a show that could actually been stretched out. We got lots of things to talk about, but we're gonna have John Lynch do another song for
us. Let's do There Stands the Glass.
There you go.
This old Webb Pierce.
Webb Pierce, good song.
The glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass that will hide all my fears, that will drown all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I wonder if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill her up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today. Let her stand, Eddie. It's my first one today.
Very nice, John.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's some good country music.
Yeah.
I love it, yes.
When he does that out, you should hear how long he sings that first note. I don't think he's ever going to.
Well, there's too much glass in this room. Yeah. We might break some windows. No, very nice. So, do you have a favorite artist? That's a tough question. I've got about 10 favorite artists, but is there somebody that pops out to you, John?
Oh, boy.
Besides me, of course.
Yeah. You know, you and Eddie notwithstanding, right. And Randy Sins, of course, is in the top five well. I don't know if I have a favorite artist. I guess George Jones would be my favorite country singer.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess there's nobody even close to him.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a favorite country song is an old Herb Peterson song, who was, you know, just a guy that played in a lot of bands. Mm. He had a couple of albums out. It's called The Hey Boys, and we do that with the Barn Boys, and we also do it in the Swingin' Wingtips, and we did it in the Memories.
Okay.
But I think that I heard it on a skip on AM WSM Nashville from the Grand Ole Opry back in the 70s.
Oh, neat. Yes. And you played in high school band a bit, didn't you?
I did. I played saxophone in the high school band, and I was the drum major.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Boysville Press had a picture of me. The whole band was in step, but the drum major was out of step. Or is it the other way around? The whole band was out of step, and made front page.
Like I mentioned earlier, this is our third year of doing this, and Eddie, we've had some great guests. We had Mike Blue from the Dweebs was with us last month.
Yeah, they're going to be at Country Jam next year.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I guess I can. Absolutely. I guess I just did.
Sure.
Yeah. I think the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. So Mike is a great guy. He has a nice recording studio, and he did a lot of our recording for us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And our church CDs that he... he would do them, and what do we owe you, Mike? He said, oh, nothing. It's for the church. You know, yeah. He's just a good guy. But we had Al Drinkman with us. We mentioned you knew Al as well. Sam Boatman, Chris Cruzy was with us here a while back as well. And Rick Shefchek, who was an author, did real well with a book. I think it's called The Bird is the Word. Pat Brown, Hound Dog from the White Sidewalls. I don't dare mention everybody. I'll miss somebody. But Greg Wheeler was with us.
Oh, he can sing the phone book, can he?
Yes. Fun to hang out with Greg. And
not too bad on a mouth harp.
You think?
Yes. Cocktail Stevie Swenson was here with us, right? Yep. Swanee from the White Sidewalls. Bob Hubdy, Rick Stenner, Danny Armstrong, Kenny Corona, Dan Lund.
Both the Mirtha brothers were here.
Yes, both my brothers were here with us. And Putz. Denny Thorson from the Valley Boys, Bill Gnatsik, he's a partner with Danny Nobu. There were several others, but I don't want to mention any more. I'll skip a few. But yeah. Eddie,
I was going to ask John quick too. Do you and Schlinker go out and do some duo stuff?
We do. We do some duo stuff. Yeah, we go by the name of Happen Hawk or Mike and John, and play some. We just played last week. We played outside. Man, does it get dark early?
Yeah.
Holy cats! I can't even see my guitar. So we were just kind of hoping toward the end there. But yeah, Mike and I do some really fun stuff as well.
Well, neat. Yes. And you were a part of Jake's Supper Club for a few years.
I was there for 18 years.
18 years. Yeah. Wow. You were the manager.
I started out as a manager for my father-in-law, and my wife and I bought it then 2 years later. And from 1990 through 2008, we were there. And then we sold it. And,
sure. Beautiful place.
Moved on. Yeah. Right on the emerald green shores of Tanner Lake.
And you must have did some music there.
Yeah. We had music outside every Sunday when the weather was nice, and then we had it on Saturday and Sunday, then we had it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
sure.
We did a lot of it out there.
Yes. We're winding down. Thank you so much, John.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For
this
taking
is
the
so
time
much fun.
And, yeah, this is a lot of fun. But and Bob Zonk, thank you very much for engineering. He is the owner manager. He is... He's the whole deal right here.
He's the real deal, man. I knew him back in the 1900s.
I was going to say, you guys knew each other way back from Wax Radio.
Absolutely.
He was a part of Wax. But Bob, thank you so much for letting us do this for 3 years. I hope we can keep doing it. And we keep getting guys like this. I think we'll keep it up. Eddie, always fun to hang out with you. And
It's been a fun 3 years.
Yes, it really has. And so I hope you folks keep tuning us in and tell your friends and neighbors about us.
I will.
Get us on the computer, and I hope you come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anytime.
Okay. All right, very good. We're going to say goodnight, so thank you.
Thank you.